What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ay, por favor, with Alexia Nepola
and Marisol Patton, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, amiga. ¿Cómo estás?
Yo muy bien. I was so excited to see your face. I haven't seen it in a few days.
I know. I miss your beautiful face, too, and talking. But I know we've been really busy with our lives. So I love that I have this little time with you and we get to chat, y chismear un poco and ask each other questions.
We have a bunch of questions from our followers.
I love it. And a lot of answers. I guess we're going to be answering all those questions that everybody wants to know.
So I remember the first time I met Todd, and I'm sure you remember the first time you met Steve. And one of the questions was, what was our first impressions of each other's, you know, now husbands.
So what was your first impression of Todd?
Todd. Todd, I thought, was really funny. I was like, this guy's really funny. He had like this New York vibe to him. And he would just like do these like, I don't know. He was funny and he was quick. And I'm like, I like quick. I like funny. He talked a lot. He was very engaging. He was obviously not hard on the eyes. And I thought, this guy's really fun. I hope this is like, this works out, because I like, you know, hanging out with him and double dating.
Yes. Well, that was many years ago, because you obviously met Todd way before I met Steve. Because when I met Todd, you were with different
people.
We were
double dating with somebody else.
Oh, God. Okay. I kind of slipped there, but that's because you've been my friend
for
a long time.
That's life.
That's fine. You know, we all have a past.
Yep.
So, yeah. So I remember that as well. I mean, I remember you having a lot of fun with Todd, because you do have that sense of humor like he does, and the joking, and he's really clever. So you do have those similarities with him. Maybe that's why I like you so much.
I told you you married Todd because he reminded you of me. I've been saying it forever.
For sure. About Steve. So I heard a lot about Steve before I actually got to meet him, because you were like hugging him up for yourself. You were like not sharing him with anybody yet. You know, I remember when you first met Steve and you were just like with him like 24/7, which I loved, because by the way, I think that's really important before the women actually share the partner they're with. They need to make sure that he's like shareable, like that you want other people to meet him.
Well, I had already been burned with sharing beforehand and announcing and you know, introducing someone to everybody before it felt safe.
I'm really careful with that. And I think that that's an advice that I give all my friends. Like before you bring him out there and introduce him to the whole group, you know, make sure that, you know, he deserves it and that you really like him. And, you know, you never know about the future at that point, but like you really need to be excited about him and sure. I mean, I just don't like to like introduce, you know, my guy to everyone.
I agree with you.
Unless it's something. And of course, I've learned that, you know, with age and with wisdom.
But it took us a long time to figure that one out.
Yeah. You know, I think when you're younger, you just don't know any better and you're so excited and you kind of want to like, you know, introduce them to all your friends and to your parents.
Ooh, yeah.
But I always say like, make sure that it's like, you know, it's solidified and like, you know, it's locked down before you bring them out there. But nobody asked me for my advice right now. You're actually asking me what my first impression about Steve was.
Oh, yeah. So, I forgot that was the question.
You know me.
You were giving good advice. I was I was like, yeah, me too. I think the same
way.
Yeah,
well, I'm usually like used to that too. And so when I met Steve, I had heard so much about him and I was so excited to meet him. And he was everything and more that you told me about. So I was really happy for you because he was great. Like you and him made the cutest couple. It was like you guys look good together. And then when you were together, you were so into each other. You're sweet and loving. He was sweet and loving. It was like, you know,
Dumami,
like your mom put him there for you to say like, this is the man. And your dad too, by the way, because your dad would have loved somebody like Steve.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I think they were trying to show me this is what love is supposed to be like. This is what a good loving relationship is like. I really hadn't known. I thought I had known many times, but I didn't know until now. Yeah. What it's supposed to really
be like.
It's
never too late. It's never too late. Right. I thought he came at the perfect time and you were ready for it. And he was so cute. He was so sweet. And and that's it. That's why you ended up like marrying him. And, you know, you guys are good because I felt like, you know, you belong together.
Yeah, we do. We belong together. Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that we all get along and we love to go out and have fun because we kind of like all like, yeah, right.
It's like,
you know, Todd and Steve,
they like each other,
loved each other from the day they first met. And, and it's great, you know, cause it's really good to be able to go out with another couple, you know, like us. So we have things in common. We like to do the same things.
Yeah.
And you know, we just like to have fun.
Absolutely.
So when did you know that you can spend the rest of your life with this man, with Steve?
I actually
remember. I want you to answer it because I remember having this conversation with you, my friend.
My answer to that is every day that goes by, it reconfirms for me. So the longer I'm with him, the more I realize I can't ever be with anybody else. Like, this is the person. I'm going to change his diapers. I'm going to, you know, clean out his feeding tube. Whatever I have to do, I'm going to be with him till the end because I really, like, this is it. And the more I'm with him, the more I feel solidified in that decision that's it for me.
But I remember, so I'm going to, you know, I'm a school
I don't know
teacher.
A particular date. You're better with dates than me, but I know that.
So I'm going to stick to the question and I'm going to answer it for you.
Yeah.
So the question is, when did you know that Steve was like the man you were going to spend the rest of your life with? So I remember like talking to you. Well, I remember you never leaving there, never leaving like Steve's sight.
Yeah.
So I remember those days and I remember like you talking about him like all the time, every single day, and you telling me, oh my God, I'm so happy, Alexia, like you don't understand. Oh my God, I'm like so in love. This is like the best man in the world. Oh my God. So, and one day you just said, oh my God, I'm like in love with this man. Like I can feel like I can marry him and just be with him for the rest of my life. And I was like, oh wow. Like, okay, that's like so tough word to me, amiga. Because it was like, I think it wasn't even like the first 3 months you were already saying that. It's kind of like you knew. Yeah, it's kind of like you knew.
I always know, and then I'm always wrong. But
no, but I don't want you to think that way because you don't take the risk. You don't know.
Exactly. You have to take the risk. You said it. If you don't take the risk, you don't
know.
Well,
you know, I'm a risk taker. I mean, nobody's going to debate
bro.
That.
Me too.
I love a challenge. I love a challenge.
Exactly.
So with me, I kind of had the same situation you did, you know, porque las dos somos unas enamoradas, you know, we're like in love with love and we know, right? It's like we know when
we love putting on a wedding dress, don't we?
Or not, right? But what I'm trying to say is like, so with Todd, I felt the same thing when we met. And I feel like 2 months later, he asked me to go with him to Los Angeles and we went to LA. And I think like day three or four of being there, like this is so unlike me because I'm not that expressive emotionally, especially with, you know, something relatively new. And I told him, I must have been drunk, by the way, because I told him,
good times.
Last time I felt like this about a man, I married him. And I remember him like having like no words because it's true. So, you know, I had been like single for a year and I was, you know, just going out and having fun. I threw it out there. It was so weird.
Yeah.
I think because I'm, you know, I'm so real and so genuine, authentic, like it just came out from my heart. So yeah, I just like told him like
that.
And he
kind of
looked at me like, I'm not trying to marry you, but okay. Like, I think he kind of like
little do you know, bro.
He's like, okay, like I like you. Like, we're just dating. But it was weird because
yeah,
I hadn't
we're not
felt
just
that.
Dating. Te vas a casar yeah. conmigo.
No, what I'm saying is no, first of all, I'm not that person, but I don't know like how that came out. But what I'm trying to tell you, it's kind of like, you know, like in your gut. Mm-hmm. It's obviously not happened to me. It's happened to me three times. And that's why I've been married three times. Cause it's kind of like, you know, when you're going to, that this is the guy you're going to marry, obviously for different reasons at different times in your life. But what I'm saying, like with Todd, I knew, like I looked at him and I said, oh my God. Cause I guess because being alone for that year that I was on my own and I was going out and having fun, I hadn't felt that with any man. So like with him on this trip, I did. And I just kind of like blurred it out. And the rest is history. You know, it, 3 years later, we got engaged and we've been married since then. So we've been together for 6.5 years.
Yeah.
So like, what do you think? Do you feel like since like I knew I felt that way about Todd, do you think guys also know when it's like the girl and when they're ready for that? Like, you know, when they know that this is the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with and like it's her.
I can only speak from different men that I've known that were like, bachelors forever, they have all said to me, I knew she was the one. I don't know what they knew or how they knew, but they knew she was the one. There's something that happens and that happens to them too. They know when
I feel
it's
like
the
it's
one.
Something different. It's like we have something different than none of the other ones have had. So yeah.
Don't come after us because you'll be in trouble. After Marisol and Alexia, you don't want to be the next one.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of Mi Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite Mi Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
The next question is a fan question. I love that our fans are reaching out and asking us questions because it makes it a lot more fun. And thank you, Marisol, for taking the time and reading through the questions and picking some of the questions.
Yeah.
So here we have a girl, and she says she and her girlfriend are all married to white American men. Mm-hmm. And they're always having to explain things relating to our culture. Mm-hmm. So what stuff do you, for example, have to explain to Steven, or like what I have to explain to Todd? So I want to know what you have to explain to Steven about our culture.
Okay. You probably have a lot more work in this department than I do, because Steve grew up in Miami and he went to a Cuban Jesuit high school.
I love it.
He was literally the only American guy there. We were just at the Key Biscayne Yacht Club last weekend, and he ran into a bunch of the guys he went to high school with at Belen. And they're all like talking, you know, like half English, half Spanish. Steve knows croqueta. He loves the word chismosa. He gets
Me encanta.
But
he's very Latin, absolutely.
He understands it, and he jives and he thrives, and he's cool with it. And they love him. It was so cute. They're all telling me the stories, and he was the only gringo in the entire high school. And then he tells me there was a cafeteria outside of his high school, and the only thing they had was like croqueta, jabóniga, pastelitos, café con leche. So he learned how to eat all those things because that was the only place he'd get a snack outside of Belen.
Of course. So, and it's so yummy anyways. I'm sure he didn't have a hard time.
Well, you know he loves food.
Yes.
But
I'm not going to lie, Cuban foods or snacks are really good.
I think something that, because he doesn't understand, he hasn't lost his parents, that I have a couple of pictures of my parents together in the house, and I keep a little glass of water in front of it, a clear glass of water for their spirits. And I don't think he understands that, but he allows it because he respects my feelings and
your belief,
you know, and my traditions, that is just clarity for the spirit. Sometimes I put a little candle, sometimes I put some flowers. It's just for the spirit of the ones that have passed. So those are things that
I have here.
Oh, yeah.
A glass. For Nancy. That's funny that you said that. For Nancy, I have a picture of my mom right up here.
Uh-huh.
And you're not going to believe this. I've had this since Mother's Day.
What?
I mean, I had more, but look at it. It's perfect. And the water, I haven't even changed the
God.
Water, my friend. Mira el espíritu de mi mamá.
Que tiene ella. Yeah, it's there.
Amen.
It's strong.
It is so strong. It's perfect. Marisol, look at this. 2 weeks.
That's incredible. That was two weeks ago.
I haven't changed the water. So
the water,
my friend,
looks clear.
Clear. I haven't even changed it.
You know, we know those are signs. That they're with us.
For sure. Yes. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah. They show us that.
About her now, mommy. Mm-hmm.
Hola, Nancy.
So yeah, they think it's weird. I agree with you that we're so in touch with our loved ones and with the people that have deceased, that have been such a part of our lives, and they're like our guardian angels, and we may even communicate with them and we remember them in such loving memory. And like you said, we have their pictures, we put a flower, we put un vaso. And I did that for a long time, like, you know, for their spirits, because that's how you elevate their spirits. And that was the belief that we were taught, you know, as young girls in our homes.
Yeah.
So yeah, very, very good. So I had that one as well. But I think that with Todd, like you said, him growing up in Staten Island and, you know, definitely being more American.
Whole other animal.
Right. He's definitely, you know, not as, you know, Latinized or like Cubanized as Steve's. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know that this has so much to do with our culture or maybe the person, but I've had to explain how the Latinos are always late. Not always. I mean, there's everything, but we have a problem with being on time.
But so, you're not bad at that.
You know
you're pretty
why?
Good.
Because I'm with Todd. Yeah. Like I used to not be so good. Yo siempre estaba tarde. Look,
really?
Of course, with Todd, I have to like, I've worked on it because I know it bothers him.
But I hate to interrupt you, but you're not grossly late. Some people are an hour, hour and a half late. You're usually 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm early. No. You're 10, 15 minutes, but that's not grossly late.
By the way, we have that problem in our group right now.
I know.
But anyways, so yeah. So, but with him, I've gotten better. But it is a Latino thing. And like the thing is, we don't even get mad about it. Like we have a party and we put in the invite 8 o'clock and we know nobody's going to show up till 9.
Till 9:30.
So it's so funny. Yeah. So Todd and I have had parties here at home and all of his friends that are all American, they're all on time. Si pones a las 7, they're right there at 7. Ding dong. I was like, oh God, yeah. For sure it's your friends.
Oh yeah.
All his friends show up on time. And then my friends are for sure an hour late. You know, if I put 7, they'll be here by 8. So it's definitely a cultural Latino thing. And I think another thing that that I've had to explain to Todd is the fact that we talk to our mom, to our parents, and to our kids like 10 times a day. Like,
yes.
I mean, I obviously don't have my mom now, but when she was alive, just like you with Edson, I used to talk to your mom on the phone for hours. I love talking to her. Like my mom loved talking on the phone. So did your mom.
Uh-huh.
And we would like, and they would call us. How many times would your mom call you? I remember. And if she couldn't find you, she would call me.
And she called like, everybody, anybody that could find me.
Right.
So and my brother like, and my father. Like she never stopped. The cleaning.
Exactly. So if I wouldn't answer the same thing, my mother would call my sister. Oye, y tu hermana. So it's just like a cultural thing.
Oye, ¿dónde está Alexia?
So, and you know, so I guess we got that from my parents and now I do the same thing to my kids.
Yeah.
You know, I call Peter 20 times a day and I call Frankie. Well, Frankie calls me a lot too. Actually, Frankie loves to call me and I love that.
Wait, a mí se me pegó. You know that like I'll text Steve. I'm like, where's Hunter? Where's Garrett? What are they doing? Are they coming home today? What are they doing? Are they staying with us? What's for dinner? What's happening? Like I ask them a million questions.
Yeah,
they're not even
so funny.
I
do that with my stepdaughters. And Todd's like, bro, like he doesn't call me bro, but that was just me. he was like,
that's
babe.
You being Todd.
yeah. And I was like, babe, and he's like, listen, it's okay. I don't call the girls 20 times a day. Like we communicate, but like I trust them. They're good. I don't have to be calling them the whole day. I was like, no, but like you need to text them. And are they coming? Where are they? And I was like, I just, Helio.
Me too. He's so calm about it. And I'm like, but wait, but what?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
So definitely that's another one that's been, but like, it's been like in a fun way, you know, I've learned from him. He's learned from me.
Right.
And you know, I don't know whose way is better, but it's just like my way and his way. And again, like the way that we were raised in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think the other thing is like talking with our hands and talking loud. He's like, he'll get home and I'll be like, maybe even talking to you or talking to one of my girlfriends. And he'll be like, who are you screaming at? Like in Spanish. And I'll be like, no, babe. Like, this is how we talk. Like, it's not argumentative. Like, we're not arguing. We just like yell. And I'm like talking all over with my hands. And he's like, oh, okay. Cause like, you know, they don't speak like that. You know, it's different. So I think that's also like cultural.
Steve gets it. He's never once said to me, why is he hands? Why are you being loud? He's been around. He
gets
it.
He went to Belen. Yeah. And all his friends were like Cuban American, like us. So I'm sure he would visit their homes. And they were used to that. Like if there's no screaming, there's like no communication going on. That was our form of communication.
When I was on Saturday, when we were with ran into all of his friends from high school at the yacht club. Every other word out of their mouth was, oye, pero, and he just listens and talks like that's nothing. And I'm thinking to myself,
he does it good. Nobody, I've heard him. He does it well.
No, and he wasn't, his friends imagínate. Were.
Todd
imagínate.
Yeah, Todd oye, is always pero. Like, imagínate.
Oh, he says that now?
Yeah, he does, because no I say way. It a lot. Or, you know, we go like how we speak. So he's like picked up a couple of things from me.
Steve's favorite word is chismosa. Every time I say it, he giggles and he screams chismosa and takes a sip of wine, chismosa. He loves
he's
it.
He's so cute. Well, I love that he's embraced you know, you and your culture. And
he's a lover, not a fighter. Yeah.
I love that. Well, speaking of families and blended families, mm-hmm. how have you been able to, I mean, in this case, you didn't come with any children into the marriage, right. but you came exactly. with two dogs, with Tupac and Poppy.
Oh, God. oh, that's so part of blending the family.
How were you able to blend your two spoiled dogs with
we're
Steve?
We're still working on that.
And the boys. Yeah, because his boys are easy. I think your dogs are harder than the boys.
Well, yeah, Steve has a problem with my dogs. Look at them.
They're not
and
trainable. Your dogs are not trainable, and his kids are fine and perfect.
So a lot of people have told me, like, Tupac is half Chihuahua, half Dachshund. Those dogs are untrainable. They pee-pee everywhere. I don't even know what Poppy is. He pee-pees everywhere, too. He loves to run away. They mimic each other. So if one's naughty, the other one does the same thing. It's very hard to train them. I paid a trainer.
Yeah, it's like kids.
Several thousands of dollars, a lot of thousands. And I've been busy. I never had them come here. I paid him like a year ago. That flushed it down the toilet, basically. So, you know, he's
is
not
that
a fan.
Is that what you
would
have done with your kids if you would have had kids?
No, obviously not. You know, because the dogs can't respond to me. You know, they can't speak back to
that's
me.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing, by the way.
Well, that's why people love animals more mm-hmm. than people, because, you know, they don't get any lip. But it's been, you know, for him, it's been difficult because of my dogs. But his kids are great. They're really easy and they're really sweet.
Yeah, I think
sweet.
You fit
really
right
loving.
In. Mm-hmm. I think you
they're amazing. Like, I couldn't have been, knock on wood, I don't even want to say how lucky I've been, because I don't even want to use that word. Mm-hmm. I feel very grateful and blessed. And I always wanted to have my own kids, and then I got some that somebody else raised and they're perfect. So that's it. Done and done. Your situation is a little more complicated. You have like the Brady Bunch going on over there.
It is, because I came with two boys, and even though, you know, overage, you know, Peter's still a very big part of my life. Mm-hmm. And Frankie, you know, being, you know, unique and having unique abilities. He, you know, he also comes with like special directions. You know, it's not like, you know, your average, mm-hmm. you know, independent child that, mm-hmm. you know, can do a lot of things on his own. Like, he needs, you know, a lot of my attention. So, you know, Todd's learned to, you know, to realize it, to be aware of it. And, mm-hmm. And actually just add, you know, support to it. But, you know, the girls are really loving and, you know, they get along with Peter and Frankie fine. Peter doesn't live here, so it's been easy. You know, right. I think that when they're older, it's easier in some ways and it's harder in other ways, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of like Peter's a man. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, like that's your husband, but it's like he doesn't live here. So, you know, the relationship is different. It's like a friend, which is actually great because, you know, he sees Todd as a friend. And Frankie is very loving. You know, there's nobody that's not going to love Frankie. Frankie, all he has is love and happiness to share. Mm-hmm. So it was very easy to love him too. And you know, my stepdaughters are really independent and they're really great. Honestly, like, I'm really blessed that way because they've given us zero problems. So that's been easy as far as, you know, managing that. But the best advice I can say is kind of like respect your boundaries and just don't try to be their mom or don't try to be their dad. Just try to be their friend. You know, that's all you can do. You know, because they don't have a mom, you know, they already have the real, you know, the biological mom, the biological dad. And, you know, we're not here competing. First of all, there's enough love for everybody. I have love for my children, for my stepdaughters, for my husband, for everyone. So it's like there's enough love. So it's kind of like just respect each other, you know, just be good listeners and be friends and really don't butt in like important things. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I've learned a lot from Todd's parenting skills, which, by the way, were very different from mine. Uh-huh. Maybe because of his background, you know, different from mine, the way he was raised, you know, so he definitely had a different parenting style, but it's worked out for him really, really well. So I've actually learned a lot of things from him mm-hmm. that I've applied to my relationships with my sons. Mm-hmm. And I think he's learned a lot of things from me and my boys. You know, he always says that he learned to love and be affectionate, like, because aww. Peter and Frankie and I were so affectionate, you know, like, you that's see us, we're always like touching each other. Oh, that's another thing about Latinos, that we're always touching each other.
Yeah, we're very affectionate.
Yeah, we're always like, toca, toca.
That's how you end up getting married too many times. Too touchy, so, touchy.
So anyway, so I think we both, you know, came into like the marriage or into our relationship also mm-hmm. like later on in life,
right?
You know, more mature with more wisdom. So like things that didn't work out before, you know, work out now because we really wanted to work out. And like I said, you know, it's different when the kids are small. Everybody's situation is different. You know, luckily for me, mine were older, but then I have, you know, special needs son. So it's been an adjustment. It is an adjustment. And then just don't give up. You know, I mm-hmm. you have to be patient. You have to be tolerant. Yeah. And I mean, that's all I can really say.
Yeah.
And you really have to love each other because.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, they only see us happy and laughing. And, you know, these kids are so well brought up. They had two good parents. I'm just like a big sister over here. So, you know.
Well, you know what? But that's a great thing. I mean, what two boys wouldn't love to have a big sister like you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm all giggles and fun and they love it, you know.
And you know what? That's how you're really supposed to be because, you know, they have their mother. And besides that, you don't want to be that stepmother that's going to, I mean, it's different because I said, when they're little, there's, you know, different like responsibilities and that you would have as a stepmother.
Right.
But
right.
I think that you getting them at teenage, you know, late teenage years, just like I did, mm-hmm. changes mm-hmm. everything. So every mm-hmm. situation is different.
And I had enough employees that were young to know how to handle them and know, you know, the things they're going to bring up and don't get involved. I'm literally just a rescue. If you need me, I'm there. You need a sandwich, you need an emotional place, you need a drive, you need some money, whatever, you know, big sister, that's it. You know, I'm not here to teach them anything new. Maybe just how to deal with the pains. Right now, my stepson just broke up with his girlfriend and he's hurting.
No way, you hadn't told me.
Yeah,
Gary?
He's hurting, but she's about to leave for college and, you know, she's going to have...
Oh, everybody's going through that. All of my stepdaughter too has a boyfriend, but mm-hmm. they're good and they're going to spend the summer together, but it's hard. It's their first love. They don't know how to handle it.
You know, you know what I did? I brought him a Jill Zarin candle. He loved it. I put it on the room. I made it dark. I'm like, you want any food? You want a hot cocoa? You want a tequila? What do you need? Just
do you
chill
want a
out.
New girlfriend? Un clavo saca otro clavo.
Well, I know. I told Steve that afterwards, but it's a little soon. And, you know, it's only been a couple of days. He loved the candle. He slept. He went and played poker with his friends. He's getting through it.
Who broke up with whom?
It was kind of like a...
Mutual?
It was kind of mutual. Kind of mutual, but not so much. It was just kind of forced. You know, someone always checks out a little bit and you're... Someone else takes the reins and you feel it coming and you're like, okay, well, we need a break. And then you hope the other
one
comes.
This will be a life lesson for him, you know, and that's how we can say it hurts and it's going to hurt. But you kind of have to go through this
no matter
so you can be ready for the next.
Mm-hmm. Well, are we ever really ready? Like it hurts the first time. Even now it still hurts. It's super painful. And I was like, you know what? Hopefully you don't have to go through it again. You meet someone and that's who you're with forever. But you won't be the first and you won't be the last. It happens every day.
Was she going away for college?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And obviously he's staying here. So that's a problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's like the first heartbreak, right? When you graduate from high school
mm-hmm.
and you have to make that decision. Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
But Owen, hopefully you're there, like you said, like a big sister and like a friend.
That's all
and
I can do.
He has a shoulder, you know, to cry on or you to
anyone can give experience on bad breakups, it's me. So
you're an expert.
I'm an expert on that.
Eres una profesional.
Sí.
So, Mari, I know how much you like a cocky. I don't like when you call it the other word without the IE.
You know what? I'm lazy. So I cut some, you know, I shorten everything.
Don't cut that one off. It sounds vulgar.
People like it. It's very fun.
No, it's not. Cocky's cute, but the other one without the IE, no me gusta.
Okay.
So anyways, I know all your favorite cockies, but because I know you're working on your cockies, I know that you're discovering different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what's the latest on your list that you love? What's
so
your favorite?
My latest favorite cocky is the Porn Star Martini. And
ooh,
it has,
me encanta the name.
Oh, oh my, right?
Okay, so tell me.
Yeah, so it's vodka. You know, one of my favorites.
Of course.
Passion fruit, lemon, and I think it has like a vanilla syrup in it. You shake it up. It's delicious. Es lo más delicioso. Oh my God, it's super mm-hmm. refrescante. Yeah, it's really good.
I can't wait till you prepare one of those for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had them
I had a spicy margarita the other day.
Well, that's
brunch.
What we always order.
The other day, no, every day. No,
every
for real.
Day.
So you know what? It was called an orange marmalade. It was a pastis.
Oh.
It was so good because besides the lemon, they put orange on it. And como una mermelada, like the orange yeah. syrup uh-huh. with the lemon and the spice. It was delicious.
Oh, that sounds really
so
good.
I'm like, oh, I have to give this idea to my friend because it was really, really good.
That sounds really good, Alexia.
Yeah.
Do we have to get it at Pastis or are we going to make them at home?
No, let's try them at home. I'm sure yours are going to come out better. You're really good shaking up a drink, my friend.
You know what? There's something in the hands. My first husband used to tell me he'd make himself a sandwich and I'd make
oh,
the
I
same
you were
exact
tell
sandwich.
Me something else. You're like, your no. first husband used to have something in my hands.
No.
My first
no,
husband used to,
he would
I was
say,
like, Sucia.
He was always like, "You, there's something in your hands." He'd make a sandwich. I'd make the same exact sandwich. And he said, mine tasted better.
Better
Some
yeah.
people have something in their
That's
hands
true.
And they know how to cook and make things.
Yo también. That's why I'm so afraid of using my hands because everything comes out so...
The world will explode.
Yes. No, no, for real. I get that a lot too. But the drinks, you know, I don't really like it. But I feel like you really know how to prepare a cocktail. And you know that because in the group, everybody always wants you to prepare the cocktail.
Well,
yours
some of
tastes
them,
better.
Some of the girls are like, I can't drink them. What? Oh my God.
Well, I do like, that to you sometimes too, porque se te va la mano. I mean, I'm like, it's for me, not for you.
Well, you know, my trick to a good cocktail is I pour myself
Double.
One first. So mm-hmm. that it, you know, then I get creative and I make a good one. And then sometimes se me va la mano, like you say, I do yeah. a little extra and then everyone's gagging. I'm like, it's fine. What's wrong with you? Drink it. Puts hair on your chest, like my dad would say.
So since we're giving kind of like advice to each other.
Yeah.
What's what advice have you given me? I feel like we're always giving advice to each other. I know that that's one of the next questions. And that's why
right.
I was looking at it and kind of thinking like, I don't know. I feel like all of our conversations, we kind of have advice for
we
each
think
other.
The same. Well, we think the same, very much so. And I find that you and I think the same and feel the same about don't sweat the small stuff. Don't let the little things stress you out. It's very easy to get caught up in the, you're sitting in traffic. Someone cuts you up, you get pissed off, you start cursing, and then you're living in that negative energy. Like you and I are very much about don't let the little things bother you. Look at the big picture. Mm-hmm. This is small. It's not a big deal. Focus on the good. Like we talked about this last time about not letting, you know, even a breakup or, you know, just not focusing on the negative, focusing on the positive and all the good around you. I think that that's something I learned from you. And we constantly talk about that.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I love that I have, you know, a friend that can give me good advice. You know, it's always great, especially now that I don't have my mom. You know, my mom used to always give me good advice. I would never really do anything with it. I mean, I would kind of like, I feel like as I got older, I did start listening to her advice. And what I do now a lot is think about the advice that
me
she
too.
Used to give me, right?
Oh my God,
and like,
me too.
If my mom was here, like, what would she be telling me? Or I start thinking, toda la cosa que in the past, you know, throughout my life, she had told me like all the time. I've been doing that lately.
Yeah, me
and,
too. Mm-hmm. Or no seas come mierda.
Yeah.
Angry at little things. I'm like, okay. It's not a big deal. Yeah, I do mm-hmm. that too, Alexia.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's great because I feel like every girl needs like a friend to get good advice. And I feel like I have different friends that give me different kinds of advices, you know,
totally.
About if I need like financial advice. Like I know one of my friends is really good with that. So
mm-hmm.
I would ask her, you know, if I need advice on relationships, you know, on everything. But I feel like you and I, we can talk about everything and anything and be honest with each other. And really, you know, give advice to each other like sisters and, you know, really talk like raw, you know, like say
mm-hmm.
things that maybe you don't want to hear, but you have to be open and honest.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I don't
that,
always want to hear things.
I know you don't. I know, but I'm like that.
I know.
I'm like, yeah, I'm very.
And I'm a good listener.
And you are, but I tell you those things because like, I love you and I care for you. Like if I don't, then I don't do that. But mm-hmm. when I give advice, it's usually like good advice. And especially if you're my friend and I love you, because it's like, I would only do that if you're my friend and I love you. So well, I feel like we both give each other really good advice.
Yeah, of course. I always have, you know, your best interest at heart. I always want you to end up happy and winning at the end of whatever the situation is.
But yeah, I mean, I think like sometimes people do have a hard time taking in the advice. And it's like, well, why are you even like...
Because we're stuck in our own thoughts, in our own heads. It's normal. You know, you have a thought process and someone's giving you a different angle and you can't process it because you're stuck in your own situation. It's normal. But you know what? I do listen. And I do.
Okay, so we've been beating around the bush. We've been beating around the bush. Remember, I'm the teacher. They want to know specifically, what is the best advice you think you've given me and the best advice I've given you?
Well, I just said it before. And it's the same. It was the same thing.
Okay, no, in general. No, I thought, but I could think of like one thing.
Oh, okay.
Again, mine was with you, but with a relationship.
Huh, okay.
With like in the past.
So it was some advice you gave me?
Mm-hmm. About your, about like somebody that was in your life, you know, in the past.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you finally listened and, you know, I gave you a lot of advice and mm-hmm. you reacted. You know, I feel like when you really, you know, I'm just trying to be like a little bit more specific because, I mean, in general, we give each other great advice, you know, and that's what good friends do. I feel like you and I have both been through a lot of things in our life that were in a level that, you know, that you could give me good advice and I could give you good advice because, you know, you're not going to ask like a 30-year-old that maybe hasn't gone through something like that or hasn't lived the experiences we have, mm-hmm. you know, for advice. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I remember giving you specifically good advice in a particular relationship you were in and you finally like accepting it and realizing it and listening to it and I'm happy about that because, you know, I got the results. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And I think a lot of what you were saying is what I was saying before about, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
this is going to pass.
And you've given me good advice too, like with my relationships, like with my kids, with my business.
In my limited capacity, I do the best that I can. And I use
capacity.
Capacity.
Okay. You see, you teach me new words. I was like, wait, capacity?
I love when we have an English lesson. It's so good.
We got to do one of those in one of our podcasts. Let's do an English lesson, please.
Yeah. A Spanglish lesson. Mm-hmm.
So anyways, gracias, amiga, for all your advice.
You're welcome. And thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm only healthy and alive because mm-hmm. of you and all the good people around me.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
So we know that you had a very successful PR firm here in Miami. And I had the privilege and honor to work with you and together.
I had five locations around the country, by the way. I just want to throw that plug in there.
Oh, that's right. You did have in different cities. You had presence there. So I apologize for that. Thank you for correcting.
That's okay. That's
but I mean,
okay.
You were really known in Miami for, you know, for the events, you know, and the brands that you represent here and for all of your PR work that you did here. So, and I had the honor and privilege to attend all these events and to work with you and to publish all those great events in the magazine.
Thank you for your support, Venue
Always.
Magazine.
Well, you did have, how can I not? You were like, had the best parties and the best of everything. Aww, so you did that for many years. And I know it was a big part of your life and it consumed your life as well.
Yeah.
You know, your friend back then as well.
Yeah.
And by the way, the question is like, what made you close the firm? I already know that answer, but I would like for you to explain it to, you know, people that are interested, that are listening.
Right. So I think that for people that don't know, PR is it sucks the life out of you. It's a really, really, really hard job. A lot of people burn out really young, really quickly, change careers. It's a special type of person that can do this and do it for the rest of their lives until they're, you know, until they expire. It was taking a big toll on me, my personal relationships. My families were, my mother and father were very ill. They needed me. And I met a man at the time that said to me, you know what, you're not fun. You know, you're super stressed all the time. Don't worry about work. I'm going to take care of everything. And I remember calling my father and thinking, this is crazy. Like, I need to ask my dad because he's always supported me my whole life. And my dad was like, you know what? Your mother and I really need you. And I hate that job. You're always stressed. You're unhappy. And, you know, go with this man, close it, do whatever you're going to do, go live a life, go travel, do whatever. And you know what? I was just waiting for just someone to rescue me and get me out of there. I was so stressed all the time.
I remember that part of your life vividly.
Yeah, I was very unhappy.
And you were really that person. Yeah, because you were so, it consumed you. And you were so good at it and it absorbed you. So like you wanted everything to be perfect and you had so much pressure with your employees, with the brands, with just with everything in general.
I was a one-man show with a big monkey on my back. And the opportunity to escape was there. And one of the girls that was my vice president at the time, I'd been telling her for 2 years, I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how, but I'm going to get out. And I'm either going to close it or you can have it. We're going to, you know, just start thinking about it. And then when I met, you know, my ex, I remember calling her like with a 2 months notice, I said, I'm out. You want it or am I closing it? She's like, I don't know what to do. I'm nervous. What do I do? And I said, open a bank account. You can have the furniture, you can have the employees, you can have the clients, you can have the computers, the phones, you can have it all. You just need your own bank account, your own corporation. It's all yours. And that's what we did. We transferred everything over and she's still in business now and she's killing it. She's doing a great job. She wants to get out. She hates it.
Well, the thing is, like, for that's a single woman, well, the only reason why you were able to do it for so many years was because you were single. Because if you would have had a family or a real relationship at that time in your life, you wouldn't have, I mean, any man would have, like, made you pick. Because I remember it was that you could never have fun. Like, even, like, at the events, I would see you and you were, like, completely disconnected.
Stressed. Yeah.
And stressed out. And but, you know, I was very happy when you made that decision because I was your friend at that time and you told me as well. And I was like, coño, finally, like, finally, we're going to be able to go out and have fun. And you're going to, you know, so it worked.
And I didn't disappoint, did I? We've been having fun ever since. I didn't disappoint.
You're like a different person since then. People asked me and I said, well, you really can't judge by that because she was working. Like, that's not like what she really is. She was working. She's a professional. And it gets stressful. And it gets stressful. Yeah, so I was very happy by your decision. I think that's one of the best things you've done in your life. Because if not, you would have been there todavía. Like,
oh my God.
Put down the pellejo for nothing. Because,
I'd be
the
most unhappy person in the world. And I just want to give kudos to all those people that are NPR and have a family or own a business and or have a family. It's a lot of stress. It's very difficult.
I really applaud all those women because, you know, women have even more responsibility in that case. You know, when they have families that they go home and their children and homework and after school activities and then events at night and then they have to make the husband happy and they have to look good. And it's a lot. Honestly, it's a glamorous career. It's actually a really pretty profession for a woman. I always loved it myself, too. But
on the inside, it's not so glamorous.
Exactly. Well, like a lot of careers and professions, but it's one that you really have to dedicate your heart and soul and so many hours. And at the end, you know, I don't know if it was worth it. It was worth it for you for all those years that you did it, obviously, because you liked it, but it's a lot of sacrifice.
Well, let's just say I checked that box off of running a really big company from scratch and growing it and becoming international and you know what I mean? That was huge. And I didn't even study that. So I have to pat myself on the back for it. I gave it the college try. I did great. Was top business in my city, at least. So, you know, I did it, done it, and I'm out. My father always said, if you're going to do something, be the best. And I did it to be the best until I almost killed myself.
You're still the best, my friend.
Thanks, bro.
You're winning.
Winning every
you're
day.
You're a star. Winning. Eres una estrella. Oh, favorite Cuban traditions. I can talk about this all day
for
long.
For hours, right? There's so many. Son tanta.
Well, I feel like one of the biggest Cuban traditions, I think, is like our family. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were like born and raised, que la familia is like everything. Everything is a family and food.
Yeah.
Right. Everything is like una comida.
Not,
una
food cena. Was not in my house.
Well, you guys were like weird Cubans.
And son, no,
that was because
of
your Irish father.
No, my mom didn't want to eat either.
I know. No, it's true. You know, I didn't have that typical housey. Well, luckily for me, I had my grandmother that cooked so good. And she was like so Cuban. And she was the one that raised us. So ella todos los días, like every day, it was like food, like arroz, frijoles negro, picadillo, ropa vieja. Carne con papa. It was all like that kind of food. I was like una gordita. So, which by the way, is like another tradition is like the Cubans that we call like terms of endearment to like the people we love. Like we call, like I call Gorda. Todd Bobby. He's like, what do you mean Bobby? It's like, isn't Bobby like your dad?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah, but it's also like my guy. It's also like my man, right? Like a mi macho, like Bobby.
Oh, Gorda.
You know, things like that. So that's like another Cuban tradition that we have.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
we call each other terms of endearments. And we put like Ita on everything, like Alexita or La Papita or like Gordita, you know, and not to, you know, like English speakers, I think, would look at us weird. Like if we call somebody skinny, like Gordita. But it's kind of, it's out of affection and out of love.
La flaguita.
No, but like sometimes you say like mi gorda, you know, and it's not because you're gorda. It's not because you're fat.
It's no, just it's just you love. It's, like it's sweet, a term of endearment. You know? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that's like another Cuban tradition like I really like.
By the way, I made frijoles negro from scratch for the first time in my life on Sunday.
No me digas, mi amiga. En la olla de presión.
No, I used a regular pot. Yeah. Okay. And they tasted just like in the restaurant. It took 7 hours. I'll buy them at the restaurant moving forward.
That's why. Tremendo trabajo. 7 hours, bro. How can it take you 7 hours to hacer frijoles negros?
Because they had to cook for my friend Peter told me how to make them.
De presión. You need the pressure cooker, la olla de presión, te lo ablanda.
Yeah. Faster. Yeah. Because I took for, I said, Steve, we can just go buy it around the corner. Why would I spend time making frijoles negros?
Good. Yeah. And Havana.
But I made them super clean, though. Just water and herbs, and that was it.
And that took you 7 hours? No le pusiste ni like tocinillo or like.
No, I made it perfect, but it wasn't boiling. Peter told me to boil it and then lower the heat, and then it took too long, and then I had to boil it again, and then it finished. So it took like a good close to 7 hours. Yeah. I thought this is ridiculous.
I can't wait 7 hours to eat, bro.
Well, they're telling me, women make it in the morning. They go to work and come back. I'm like, who's going to leave the stove on all day? You're going to burn the house down.
For frijoles negro.
For frijoles negro. I'll buy them around the corner.
How did the house get on fire? I was making frijoles negro. That's funny. I was making black beans.
It's not that necessary.
I agree. There's a lot of good Cuban restaurants. So yeah, we got to give
them
business.
If I'm going to spend 7 hours on something, you better be like over the top and different. Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, speaking of food, that's another tradition that I love. Like Noche Buena.
Me too. That's my favorite. Puerquito.
Yeah. El Noche Buena, la cajita china. Yeah. Go get the pig at the farm. I don't like that part of the slaughtering and all that.
I've never gone to the farm. It just shows up at my house in the box and someone makes it.
Right. But I feel like that's like a real Cuban or Latin thing, you know, where we celebrate Noche Buena and it's like a whole ceremony, picking out the pig, seasoning it the night before, watching it, you know, in la caja china, turning it, doing the whole thing. It's like we serenade the pig.
If I did the beginning to end process like that, I don't think I could eat it. And you know, I love bacon and pig.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Well, I know you love it. Pellejito. I don't. I can't see the animal.
Yeah. Do you remember?
With the little hairs.
Wait, there was this, we filmed a scene, I think it was season one,
season one.
One at your house, and you guys went to get the pig, and you cooked it. And remember, we were filming, and they did this thing for the audience. There's something called ringtone, where everyone has to be silent. And I had just put a piece of crunchy pig skin in my mouth, and I was crunching it, and everyone screamed at me because it was ringtone, and you could hear the crunching of the pork skin in my mouth.
And you didn't want to stop. You're like, it's so good. I'm not going to stop. They have to wait. So you ate the whole chicharrón.
Oh my God.
And we had to
so
wait
good.
For you to get room tone. And by the way, el pellejito had the hairs of the pig.
Yeah, thank you.
I was like, yeah, cool. Like, it literally had those hairs of the animal still. I can't. But I'm happy you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I'm not enjoying it now. I'm reflecting on hair in my mouth.
When the guys are serenading the pig, they are like smoking cigars, which is another really cool Cuban tradition, which I don't like either because I don't like the smell of it. But it's like pretty hot. Like the guy's like smoking the cigar.
Have you ever put a suitcase by your front door before on New Year's Eve? So that you travel
well,
for the rest of the year?
Well, that's superstitious. I'm not there yet. Remember, I follow my questions.
Well, I was what do you mean? Student. Is there another one? That's a tradition.
No, the Cuban traditions. Oh, I thought you were talking about Cuban superstitions, which is another
well,
one.
Well, it's superstitious tradition. For me, it's tradition, it's but it's also borderline.
But you're right, because Cuban superstitions are Cuban traditions. So let's talk about that one, Marisol. Tell me.
That's what I'm saying. So I like to put a suitcase in front of the front door every year so that, you know, I'm sure to travel plenty.
Really? Yeah, I do that. You know, I never even heard about that. Mm-hmm. You know what I put La Cova behind the door.
Where is La Cova?
After a party. No, I'm kidding. I don't do that because I want everybody to
stay. I've never heard
of
that one.
But I've heard of that one, yeah.
What about itchy palms?
Ooh, that means we're going to get money. Mano.
Yeah, yes. The money's coming, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or itchy foot.
Now, since we're talking about superstitions and superstitions, let's talk about his superstitions. I feel like since the day we're born, like we grow up in superstitions, at least like in our culture with the Cubans, because no ponen un azabache. Like, did you ever have the azabache, the little onyx gemstone?
No, I had diamond earrings.
Okay, well, I had those too. Pero para que no me quitaran los diamond earrings con los malos ojos, my parents put a big azabache.
Oh, well, guess what? Me robaron mis aretes porque no me pusieron el azabache.
I told you, if you would have had that azabache, bro, it wouldn't have
I was an infant.
Well, you could have worn it in your charge. Bracelet. or in a necklace, but I think that's so cute. You know, like a lion baby.
On the pin.
Yes, on the little, or the pins. Yes. So or cute. Like in the necklace or in the bracelet. So I felt like the day I was born, I was already brought up like into superstition.
Of course.
Because of the azabache thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I believe in good luck charms. I just never had an azabache.
What about another superstition that I love? And I know that.
I love it.
Es cuando frisas a la gente. When you know that somebody's mean, being mean to you and like, you know, trying to like ruin your life, you like put their name, you write their name and you wet it and you put it in the freezer and you kind of just like freeze them. You know what? Like
I did that. It. I did
You're
that.
Frozen.
I did that once, like 13 years ago. Not sure if it worked.
They're still talking about you and being mean, huh?
I think so.
And you see, it didn't work.
I think so.
Well, there's superstitions. That's all there are. Right. It's not like, you know, there's any proof to them that any of these things work. But, you know, you want to believe that they work when you're doing them. And
I kind of just said it and forget it. And it was that.
Right. Another one is the miel de abeja or like the sugar. Like you want, when you want to attract somebody like romantically, or, you know, you want like a job interview to go well or something to go good. It's kind of like you sweeten them up.
Yeah.
And you use honey or use sugar, like water with sugar. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many out there. I mean, I feel like as a Latina in a culture that we have so many of these superstitions, you know, and they're all fun, you know, they're all like fun and funny. And
I think that the mental energy you put into it is actually what makes it happen. You know,
not just
the act of a little sugar and a honey and here, the fact that you believe that it's going to give you a result is what makes it work, if it works in at all. Mm-hmm. But they are certainly fun folklore, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love lighting a candle.
Oh, me too.
I mean, there's the candle, like the flowers, the water.
That's the first thing I did when Garrett came home. The candle's still sitting there. The Jill Zarin candle. He was like, you want a candle? Let me put a candle in here. So you feel
Why does it have
vibe.
To be Jill Zarin's candle? Why can't it just be Diptyque?
No, well, because that's what
I had. Does Jill Zarin have any like special superstitious qualities that
actually
gonna heal
her? So her candles have stones and gems in them for energy. They actually have real gemstones in them.
Oh, they do.
For healing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I had a fresh one in there and it said, and the candle said be happy on the outside. And I thought, let me light this one.
So
it says be happy.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And he loved it. It smelled like vanilla. He was relaxed. It was good. Yeah. Candles.
Beautiful.
Can do wonders. It's all mental.
Listen, all you need at home are flowers and candles. To me, that just changes like the whole mood and vibe of the house.
It smells like vanilla so much. It's right here. Be happy.
Okay, Lena, I like it. So everybody wants to know about our fitness and beauty routine.
Ay, por favor. There's nothing I can talk about here. Do we have another
Eso
one?
Te quedó tan bueno. The ay, por favor was really, really fit in context because ay, por favor for you. Like, so what did you obviously don't do anything for fitness.
Yeah, thank you. I'm saying yes. Thank you for that entree. No, I unfortunately I'm a poor example of fitness. I don't like to perspire. I don't like to be hot. I don't like any of that. I've tried a few times.
Do you
times.
Like to move? I've seen you play tennis. You can play tennis.
I mean,
but it's
listen,
not your routine. Yeah.
If someone puts me in some sort of a game where I have to win, I will
I
fight
know that.
To win because I like to win. But I'm not athletic at all. Super competitive, zero athleticism.
So nothing for fitness. Okay. What about for beauty?
For beauty. So, you know, for me, like, I think we talked about this a little bit before, a little bit less. For me, is less is more. I do my Botox. I fall asleep all the time without moisturizer on my face. I used to be better about it.
Vaseline.
I try not to.
You don't want to give people your
Vaseline.
Secret of Vaseline.
No, no, no. Yeah,
Vaseline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I actually switched
on
from Vaseline
face,
to Aquaphor. I put it because I have very dry skin though. So my skin soaks everything up. Plus the pillow picks it up. So I use something very thick because I have dry skin. I do my Aquaphor. I do my Botox. I get a couple of strings once a year just to help with, you know, lift the underneath my neck a little bit.
You don't have to say so much. Beauty could be like, you know, Neutrogena and Oil of Olay. Like I was just talking about creams.
I take no vitamins. I'm a hot mess. But, you know, here I am.
Clean. You look pretty good, my friend. I don't think so. You're very healthy and you look good.
You know, it must be some good genes because I don't think I really take care of myself very well.
Good genes or good doctors, you know how they say.
Yeah. Or Dr. Gene.
Both.
Mm-hmm. ¿Y tú qué? What's your secret?
Yo, I was born this way. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I woke up like this.
Right.
Never sleep with makeup.
I'm kidding. Well, you know, I know I do that. All you girls get mad at me because sometimes I do that. But the only reason why I sleep with makeup sometimes is because the next day I need my makeup done and I don't feel like sitting in a chair for another hour and a half. So I say, you know what? Let me just keep my makeup on and just sleep on it. And then the next day I use it and then I take it off. But luckily for me, I do have good skin.
Doesn't that make you feel tired? I feel exhausted if I wake up with my makeup on.
I feel exhausted. I feel like I don't sleep the same. My sleep is not horrible. As good. Because I think I'm a little bit cautious about it. Like, am I going to get my pillow dirty? Which the answer is yes, by the way.
Or my eyelashes going to fall something. Off.
Well, minor extensions. I don't have the lash strips. So I don't do that. But it's worth it. It's worth it because the fact that I have to wake up the next day earlier and just sit in a chair for an hour for makeup. I rather
and
just
save a couple hundred
recycle
dollars.
Recycle it and save $200 or $300. So yes. But wash my face every day. You know, I think my secret has been like, I've never really worn a lot of makeup. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, foundation, I never used foundation to like an older adult, like until like my late 30s, truthfully. I never wore like my makeup regimen was very simple. It was only like, you know, mascara, lip gloss, maybe a little bit of blush.
Because we were young. we could get away with it.
No, but not really because all the young ones now are the ones that do their face like a lot. Young girls, the amount of makeup that they wear and all that contouring? What is that?
That's clay.
What I'm telling you. I never really did anything to like my late 30s. And with that being said, even like makeup, and I did Botox for the first time in my early 40s and sporadically I would do it. So I think I had like a late start. You know, as far as like beauty, you know, beauty products and all that. I do love to change up like the brands. Like, so I'll use La Mer. I'll buy La Mer. And once I'm done with the whole La Mer thing, I'll change to like Babor. When I'm done with like Babor, you know, I'll change to Neutrogena. So I know it's crazy, but I like to try different things like that.
They say it's good to do that, to change the brands and the cosmetics and not to do the same routine, just like with your hair. You have to mix it up.
Yeah. So I love to do that. And for fitness, for me, I've always had to kind of work out because I have the body, that kind of body where like, again, the Latina body where I have the big legs and the butt and the whole thing. So I need to be working out, especially now at our age. I feel like I've gone
flabby. You don't miss a workout. You're pretty good.
I think it's all mental. Like for me, that's how I start my day. Like I don't even think about it. I put on my workout clothes. I have the gym here downstairs. So that's a plus. I don't have to drive to the gym. And I have a trainer 3 times a week. So for me, it's like automatic. You know, I brush my teeth, wash my face. I have my coffee actually before I go to the gym. And then I just work out at the gym. And it wakes me up. It makes me feel good about myself. It you know, it kind of like starts my day. I think about all the things that I need to do and get done.
Yeah.
And from there, I'm ready to like shower or not shower. Depends how much I sweat. And then I just, you know, keep on to the beauty bar or like go on with my day, whatever it is that I need to do. But for me, fitness is very important. I mean, fitness is part of my beauty routine for me.
Well done, you. I wish I could be like that, honestly. I wish I could. I wish I loved it. If I did, I know I'd be like ripped and fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't want to be ripped because, you know, at our age, tampoco I'm trying to be ripped. But, you know, I like my clothes to look good. And like I said, I've really noticed like in this time in our lives that you start getting flabby. I mean, it is what it is. Okay, so who is your style inspiration? Do you have any, like, anybody you look to for like a style inspo?
I'm trying to think of who I see that I always like.
Somebody in the 60s.
Oh, no.
Somebody in the 60s era. Audrey Hepburn, Coco Chanel.
I love Audrey Hepburn, but you know who I always like what she wears? What's that blonde one? Kate Blanchett. I love the way Kate Blanchett dresses. She always dresses on point for me. You know, I like her style. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you?
my inspo is
J-Lo.
I knew it. So Jennifer Lopez. But you know what? She can be sexy. She can also be conservative and elegant. She just, for me, she's always on point. She always kills it. And she's,
you see
like
how well I knew you? We said it at the same time.
Yeah, of course. I knew who yours would be too. I mean, I didn't know Cate Blanchett, but she does have great style. But I feel like J-Lo always dresses like appropriate for the occasion. And to me, that's part of, of knowing how to dress. It's not like, oh, she had a beautiful dress, but like I wouldn't wear it to that.
She's definitely gotten better over time. Definitely.
Yeah, I feel like she nails it. If she goes to Good Morning America, she's wearing like a suit or she's wearing like a turtleneck. You know, she knows how to dress for the occasion. And for me, that's
a turtleneck.
All right.
Is that my signature look?
Are you getting excited?
Yeah, I hear turtleneck and I get Ladywood. It's my signature
turtleneck
look.
Too, bro, but we live in Miami. When do I wear a turtleneck when I go to New York? Nada más.
I wear a turtleneck in all weather.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I feel like you just wore one recently.
I did. I wore a few.
Somewhere we were visiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was blazing hot.
And it was like 90 degrees. And it was black. I mean, not even white. You could have worn a white turtleneck.
Oh, no, because my nipples would show through on that one top.
Hot. That's hot.
No. Not when you're around a bunch of ladies.
Okay.
We don't want anyone getting the wrong idea. Well, my love, I love you.
I love you. Me encantado chismear contigo.
Ay, igualmente, siempre. Yeah. Es un placer.
Hasta la próxima.
Hasta la próxima.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. It's been so much fun. Please continue to send us questions.
Oh, my God. I love when we do personal questions. That's my favorite, right?
Yes. Well, you know what? Maybe next week we can continue because we're leaving a few questions out. And we are being asked about our mommies and how our moms came to the U.S.
Oh, boy.
So maybe that's something we can talk about and start off our next podcast with that question.
Absolutely. That would be great. Okay. Love you. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening to Ay, Por Favor.
Ay, Por Favor.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Ay, Por Favor Podcast. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la próxima.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.